弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
喺特會翻嚟，我又經歷咗幾次嘅交通。
After we returned from the special conference, we have experienced several sharing meetings.
喺大家心目裏邊都喺今次特會裏邊都有啲嘅得著嚇。
I'm sure that in our hearts and our life, we have each gained something through this conference.
係都喺呢幾次嘅交通裏邊我哋翻嚟交通嘅時候就感覺。神真的要在我们当中开始一些工作。
Even in the midst of our fellowship, after we return from the conference, we have a feeling, a sense that God is to begin some work in our midst.
但在我们当中要开始工作的时候，这个见证要在教会里面复兴，必须从个人要开始。
But as God begins His work in our midst, and there's this revival in the church, it must begin with each one of us individually.
所以我听到弟兄们在交通里面有交通到怎样我们从得着主的话来开始，这个十分正确的。
Therefore, when I hear brothers and sisters share that they have received this directly from the Lord, this is a very accurate and a good first step.
需要从主的话里面来开始。
And we must all begin from the Word of God.
回到来弟兄也都跟我们交通到怎样操练我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体。
As we return, our brother also with his messages encouraged us how do we have spiritual exercise in our spirit, our soul, and our body.
所以在我们里面呢，虽然我们有一个很良好的意愿，我们里面觉得我们应当起来，但我们必须有一些的操练，一些的开始。
Therefore, even though we have this good will, good intent within us, we must have some of this spiritual exercise to begin with.
在正话那首诗歌314首那里是这样说的。
And the particular hymn which we just sang in hymn 314, it says,
里面这个诗人呢，他都有一个很好的意愿，他想从他里面来活出神的自己。
The lyricist also has this good desire that from within him to live out the Lord himself.
他觉得他是神手中的一个器皿来的。
He feels that he is only a medium, a vessel in the hand of the Lord.
但在他里面呢，他知道这个器皿为主所用呢，必须能够好像第二节这样说，殿宇已经完全奉献。
But in order for him to be used as the vessel, the medium for the Lord, it says in stanza 2 that the temple has to be yielded.
这个殿宇乃讲着他的身体。
Of course, this temple speaks of our body.
这个跟我们特会里面所讲的信息是一样的。
This is the same as the message we heard during the special conference.
一个人要被主用呢，你第一步必须要将自己献上，愿意将自己来献上被主用。
The first step, the very first step, in order for us to be used of the Lord, we must be willing to consecrate, offer ourselves up to be used by the Lord.
诗歌里边讲到全地现都当肃穆，我的身体甘尽功。
And he says now, and the earth keep silence, the body henceforth be.
是一件好严肃的事。
So it is a very solemn matter.
当有一个人愿意将自己交上给主的时候，是一件很严肃的事。
That is when an individual is willing to offer and give himself up to the Lord for use. That is very solemn.
当一个人你奉献了给主之后，主怎样样来做呢？
Now once we offer ourselves to the Lord, what is the Lord to do?
原来呢，他第三节就讲到我们所做的呢，我们做了我们的份，然后我们在那里等候。
Stanza 2 tells us we do our part, and stanza 3 tells us that we await there for God to do His.
等候神的时间。
And we await for God's time.
我约束等候你发言，神的启示，神的作为。
Our members every moment held subject to His call.
约束没有不安追求，没有紧张与受压。
And that it would be ready to be used or not used at all, that we are held without restless longing or strain or stress or fret.
他说呢，第三节第二行那里呢，准备为你前来负轭，或者什么不用放一边。
And in stanza 3 it says that we are without any of those things, but we are ready to be used by the Lord or not at all.
原来一个奉献了的人呢，他没有他自己的旨意。
That is, one who is consecrated has no desire or will of our own.
奉献了是你的事，但是神用你在哪里是神的事。
It is our will if we want to offer up ourselves or not, but once we do so, it is up to God to use us or not at all.
我们准备好为神要摆上。
But we are ready to place ourselves forth for the Lord.
但神也都有主权将你放在一边。
Yet God is also sovereign to place you at the side.
啊，咁喺主面前我又有約束，但冇不安嘅感覺。
Yes, we are held, but we are not restless and we are not strained, stressing or fretting.
啊，係一個好第四節又講到好自由、安靜與安息。
Stanza 4 says, but we are restful, calm and pliant.
就好似啊，我哋嘅啊弟兄就交通到詩篇131篇一樣。
Just as our brother shared with us from Psalm 131.
啊，好似一個斷過奶嘅嬰孩。在母亲的怀里边一样。
That we are like a child that has been weaned from the bosom of the mother.
啊，一个咁嘅人活喺主嘅面前咧，主能够喺嗰度作我哋完全嘅带领。
When we're like such an individual before the Lord, He will be our complete direction.
啊，所以呢首诗歌咧，实在这个诗人佢里边系有经历嘅。
Therefore, in this particular psalm here, this lyricist has his experiences.
一个冇经历嘅人咧，佢冇可能写得出一首咁样嘅诗歌。
Someone without such an experience cannot write for us such a hymn.
话俾我听，如果你系想活出主嘅自己
，to tell us if you do desire to live out the Lord Himself，
就好似佢一样，必须将自己嚟献上。
Just as the lyricist, you must offer up yourself to God.
当我奉献咗俾主嘅时候。
And when we do consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
啊，等候主嘅时间
，to await for the Lord's time，
啊，按着主嘅旨意，唔系我嘅旨意
，according to His own will and not our will，
喺我哋里边系绝对嘅安息嘅。
Now within us we have complete rest。
啊，呢个安息咧唔系我自己叫自己安息。
And this restfulness is not because we cause ourselves to be at rest。
系好自然嘅生命，主叫我里边啊，好柔软嘅安息喺佢嘅里边。
But very naturally the Lord causes us to rest。Very tenderly in his rest.
喺特会翻嚟之后
，When we return from the West Coast Christian Conference，
我就去思想咁点样样继续嚟交通呢啲嘅话语咧
？I consider then how do I continue to share on such words？
我又想到喺特会里边咧，弟兄同我哋交通到呢、这个在舊約的裏面神用這個少數人的原則。
When I returned from the conference, I remember our brother sharing with us from the Old Testament how God uses the principle of the remnant in the Old Covenant.
在新約裏面他說是呼召這個得勝者。
Yet in the New Covenant is under the calling for the overcomers.
其實呢這些得勝者呢都是少數人來的。
In fact, the number of these overcomers are also in the principle of the remnant or the few.
好多时真係嘅我係諗住初信主嘅时候如果神呼召我做咩我就雄心大志同神做一番大事业啊。
That is very true. When we first believe in the Lord, perhaps we have this great ambition and say if the Lord were to call me to do a great thing for him, I'm ready and willing.
但係弟兄同我哋交通到呢就係话从小事开始。
But our brother shared with us, it all begins with the small things.
唔好心里边图谋大事。
Do not be very ambitious in your heart.
恐怕咧，嗰啲系我哋嘅肉体嘅雄心壮志。
Perhaps those things may be out of our fleshly ambition or goals.
其实咧喺你嚟到读呢个圣经咧，喺旧约里边睇见神喺里边有恢复佢嘅见证嘅时候咧，好多时咧都系从不知不觉嚟开始。
In fact, when we do read the Bible, many times when we see the restoration of the testimony of God, it begins very subtly or unknowingly.
从人所唔知道一啲小人物身上边嚟开始。
It begins with some individuals that is not very well known.
我哋都唔知道点解神会咁样嚟开始。
Now we do not understand why God begins His work in this way.
因着得着一个人，然之后再得着多啲人。得著一個民族咁樣嚟開始。
But because God has gained an individual and more people and even a nation, that is how the work of God begins.
神喺佢旨意嘅裏邊咧，有佢自己揀選嘅旨意。
In the will of God, there is His sovereign will.
但總係咧，唔係話大羅大鼓開始嘅，就暗暗喺人嘅心裏邊先開始。
And it is by His choice, and it is not with big bang and pomp that He begins, but it is in the heart of man that God does this work silently.
人所要做嘅就係先將自己預備好。
But what man needs to do is first be prepared well.
就好似頭先我首詩歌一樣，我係將我一個願意活出神嘅心思，將自己奉獻。
Just as the hymn we sang that we are willing and ready to consecrate ourselves to live out His life within us.
啊，然之后咧，神就喺合宜嘅时间，用着啊某一个人嚟到开始佢嘅见证。
Then at God's own time, He will use certain individuals to begin the revival of His testimony.
啊，就好似喺一个人知嘅地方点着一点小小嘅。火一样，啊，点咗一支火柴，拉咗少少嘢。
Just as for an unknown individual in a certain place, that God will light the fire and the spark will begin.
啊，神嘅眼目遍察全地。
God's sight is upon the whole earth.
啊，神知道咧，我咁细咁微小人，神都晓得，神晓得你。
God knows, and He knows even for a very small, tiny individual, God knows full well.
啊，并且神唔系睇人嘅外表，嗱，睇到人嘅内心向来点样样。
And God also does not look upon our appearances, but He looks within our hearts.
啊，神从来唔睇名气，又唔睇工作嘅庞大。
God never looks on fame or the greatness of the work.
啊，亦都唔睇人际嘅关系。
And He does not look at our social relationships.
啊，神单单系睇。你的心向着佢系点样？
But God solely only looks upon your heart to see what your heart is toward Him.
啊，神亦都唔睇年纪。
And God does not look upon our age.
哦，嗰啲全部都唔系问题。
Those are not factors at all.
啊，我记得咧，啊，上次系啊，交通聚会完咗之后，啊，弟兄们啊，唱一首献你年青力量嘅。
I remember after we finished our sharing meeting one time, we sang this hymn, Give of the Best of Your Youth.
啊，咁咧，姊妹有一个年长嘅姊妹起嚟唱，主，我虽然唔年轻，但我都有咁嘅心志吓。
And then there is a sister who prayed that even though I'm not young, Lord, but I also have this desire.
其实圣经里边咧，啊，神呼召年轻人，又呼召年长嘅。
In fact, in the Bible, God calls both the young and the old.
喺啊呢个啊，所以今日咧，我想同大家讲几个圣经啊嘅人物，佢俾神啊。呼召之前嘅日子系点样样？
Therefore, I want to share with everyone today about certain individuals in the Bible, how their days were before they were called of God.
喺隐而未现嘅日子嘅时候，佢喺神面前嘅心思系点样样？
In those hidden days before they appeared, how their heart's desire was before God.
啊，呢个系今日我哋嘅日子。如果你嘅里边有一个心咁向着主嘅，我就感谢主。
Likewise, those are our days today before the Lord. If we do have such a desire before the Lord, we thank the Lord for that.
我盼望喺呢啲人物当中，我里边得着一啲嘅学习。
Now we desire to learn lessons upon these individuals.
第一个咧好简单嘅呢个人物咧系摩西吓。
The first one is very simple. It is Moses.
摩西咧系我哋当中所讲嘅咧年最年长嘅。
Now Moses, in the midst of the sharing, he is the oldest.
啊，摩西咧系埃及嘅王子。
Now Moses was the prince of Egypt.
啊，学尽咗埃及地一切嘅学问。
And he have learned all the learnings of the land of Egypt.
喺啊四十岁嘅时候，啊因为啊打死埃及人要为佢自己嘅民族嚟报仇，就用自己嘅血气啊就害怕埃及王就逃跑啦。
When he was 40, for the sake of his people to avenge his people, he murdered an Egyptian.And because he was afraid of Pharaoh, so he fled.
啊，虽然佢系王子啊，但系佢咧啊唔肯啊攞呢个王子嘅身份，要与佢嘅民族嚟到同受呢个苦难。
Out of the flesh, he did that. But even though he was the prince of Egypt, he did not regard that as a matter, but to suffer with his own people.
啊，佢有一个好好嘅心思。
He had a very good desire for that.
啊，但用着呢一切嘅血气咧，唔能够服侍神嘅。
But with the flesh and blood, we cannot serve God.
啊，所以咧，啊喺佢不知不觉底下咧，佢逃跑去咗旷野。
Therefore, unknowingly, he fled and he fled into the wilderness.
去咗旷野地去做咩嘢咧？
Now, when he was in the wilderness, what did he do?
啊，佢喺嗰度嚟牧羊。
There he was a shepherd.
啊！喺嗰度牧养羊群。
And there he shepherded a flock.
啊，四十年之久。
For 40 years.
啊，四十年之久。
For 40 years.
啊，到咗佢八十岁嘅时候。
When he was 80.
啊，呢个荣耀嘅神向佢嚟显现。
And then the God of glory appeared to him.
喺荆棘烧着嘅荆棘里边向佢嚟显现。
In the burning bush, God appeared to him.
啊，摩西见到呢个大异象嘅时候，就进前去。
When Moses saw this great wonder, he went forth to see.
呢个异象就系呢个荆棘被烧，但系荆棘冇被烧毁。
the vision was that this thistle was being burned, but the bush was kept on burning. It was not consumed.
啊, 这个耶和华神在这个异象中,
and it was in this vision that the Lord God called Moses.
啊, 但摩西却不肯, 啊,
yet Moses was not willing to go.
他说我是一个口笨舌的人。
Moses said that I'm someone who is dumb and does not know how to speak.
我怎么能够去, 啊, 听你的话, 来到带领以色列民呢?
How can I obey your voice to lead this people?
你又看见, 啊, 这个 40年前, 啊, 这个, 啊, 大有作为神, 啊, 以色, 啊, 这个埃及的王子, 学尽埃及地一切学问的, 到那一天, 居然他好像什么都不懂一样。
You can see for someone who was great in his prime, 40 years old, learning all the learnings of Egypt as the prince of Egypt, yet at this time he was someone who was as unknown, unlearned.
啊, 原来呢, 神就用了这40年, 在那里磨练, 啊, 摩西。
That was because God used these 40 years to mold Moses.
在这40年当中, 摩西不晓得, 但神晓得他。
Even though in these 40 years Moses did not know God, but God know Moses.
啊, 神叫摩西安排一个环境去牧羊。
God arranged the circumstances for Moses to become a shepherd.
啊, 当你去牧羊的时候, 你那些知识, 你什么东西, 啊, 什么知识都没用的。
When you become a shepherd, even all your knowledge and your education will do you no good.
啊, 但他就在那里默默地,你要倚靠神。
But there, silently, he trusted in God.
啊, 但他属世的知识没有了。
But his earthly wisdom has fled.
啊, 因为神要教导一个人。
That is because God wants to train a person
是单单听他话,
to teach us to solely hear him.
我们太多属世的知识呢, 这些知识不能叫我们, 啊, 听神的话。
When we have too much earthly wisdom, it will hinder us to hear the voice of God.
啊, 摩西在身上有几个特点。
Now, upon Moses, there are a few special characteristics.
啊, 摩西, 啊, 我们知道他在神的全家里尽忠, 所以他是一个很忠心的人。
We know that Moses was called someone who is faithful in all the house of God, so we know he is someone who is very diligent and faithful.
啊, 他是被称为神的朋友。
And he was also called the friend of God.
啊, 神有什么秘密呢? 神不能够忍住自己, 我岂有事可以不跟摩西讲呢?
If God had a secret, something upon his heart, he would not be able to hide it from Moses. How can I not tell him my friend?
啊, 这个真是一个很大的荣耀啊。
And that is indeed a very high glory for us.
并且呢, 摩西呢, 被称为在世上边呢, 最谦和的人。
And also Moses was called the most humble, meek person.
啊, 当我们在世界上边拿到一个 PhD, 哇, 我们那条尾翘起来啊。
Now, perhaps we have gained our PhD degree and we become very prideful and very proud.
啊, 我是哪间学校毕业的? 哇, 我们荣耀到不得了。
And we have graduated from such a prestigious school and we become very prideful.
啊, 我是哪一个家族出身的?
Perhaps I'm born of such a family.
啊, 但是圣经说, 原来神用这40年, 将这些全部摩西身上边挪开晒。
But the Bible tells us in these 40 years, God stripped Moses of all these things. And he was known, he was called the most humble and meek and gentle person in this world. And this is the toil, the labor of these 40 years. And you can see then in the days to come when the Egyptians were to pick on Moses.
啊, 真是到他面前,
now that was, they were right in front of his face opposing him.
除了一次之外,
now besides one time.
啊, 真是摩西都被激怒,
now these Israelites are actually very good because they were able to provoke even the most meek person in the world.
很多次呢, 有人来, 啊, 跟我说, 我里面被激怒, 我就自己出来就跟人搏。但摩西不是的。
For us, many times when we are provoked by others, then we just come forth and we debate with them. But that is not so with Moses.
一次一次看见摩西, 我回去神面前求问祈祷。
Again and again, when he was inquired by the Israelites, he went back to inquire of God, to pray to God.
啊, 这个就是那40年里面神的锻炼。
And this is the training from God throughout these 40 years.
在那40年之久, 摩西不知道有一天神还会用他这个老牧羊人。
For 40 years, Moses did not consider the fact that one day God will use this elderly shepherd.
但神的时间到,
but at God's time, God is able to use us.
在80岁的时候,
when Moses was 80,
啊, 神又呼召他出来,
God called him.
今天我们没有摩西124那么长，或者我有90岁命啦，
Perhaps we will not live 120 as Moses, perhaps we will live till we're 90.
那你还有希望，或者60岁的时候神呼召你。
Therefore, we will still have hope if God calls you in your 60s.
这个就是年子日子长久的摩西。
And this is for Moses in his long days.
另外很简单地讲另一个。
Now I'll simply also share on another individual.
弟兄跟我们交通着约书亚。
Our brother shares with us from the book of Joshua.
我们知道约书亚有一个好朋友是谁啊？
And we know Joshua has a very good friend. Who is he?
加勒。
That is Caleb.
加勒呢，圣经里记载到说他有特全本圣经是讲他一个人而已。
Now Caleb, as is told to us in the Bible, it only speaks of him in this way.
说他有另外一个心智来服侍主。
It says that he has another spirit, a different spirit to serve the Lord.
他到老年都是服侍主。
Even in his old age, he served the Lord.
并且圣经里边睇唔见加勒有啲咩嘅缺点。
In the Bible, we do not see any shortcomings of Caleb.
但我又唔知道点解神冇拣选加勒嚟到带领以色列人做约书亚嗰个位。
Yet we do not understand why God did not choose Caleb for the position which Joshua served in.
但加勒自己亦都冇乜意见。
But Caleb had no gripe about that.
加勒是很顺服在主的面前。
Caleb was completely obedient before the Lord.
他只是记得主应许他的什么东西，主必然应验在他身上。
Caleb only remembered that which was promised by the Lord to him, that it will be fulfilled.
好像那首诗歌这么说。
Just as it says in the hymn.
等候主来到发言。
That we await subject and ready for his call.
或者不用放一边。
Or not to be used at all.
神在我们身上有他完全的主权，有完全的拣选。
Because God has His complete sovereignty and His choice upon us.
所以如果我是一个奉献的人，我不需要在我同边个比较佢点我点，唔需要，我只安息在主嘅面前。
Therefore, when we are consecrate ourselves before God, we do not need to be mindful to compare ourselves to so and so and who, but we are held restful in His presence.
我哋再嚟睇另一个人。
Now let us look at another person.
我哋睇呢个这个是全圣经里面被奉献最年轻的。
Now we look at this person, he was consecrated when he was most young in the Bible.
哪个撒母耳？
Who is that? And that is Samuel.
刚才我看见过最老的，现在看见过最年轻的。
Now we saw the eldest, Moses, now we see the youngest.
为什么说他是最年轻的呢？因为他未出生以前已经被奉献了。
Now why do I say he is the youngest? Because before he was born, he was consecrated to the Lord.
原来在这个不知不觉的之中，神的眼目看见一个姊妹，一个女士。
Unknowingly, under the exam, under the eyes of God, he has his eyes set upon someone, and that is a sister.
是哈拿。
And that is Hannah.
是一个不起眼的一个以色列的妇女。
Now, Hannah was a very common woman in Israel.
但是她来到神的面前呢，里边有一个十分的渴望。
But as she came into the presence of the Lord, she had a great desire.
佢渴望得着一个儿子。
And her longing was a desire to have a son.
佢我哋从佢以后嘅记录里边嚟到睇见咧，佢渴望得着一个儿子咧，唔系为着佢自己。
From her records, we can see her longing for a son was not for herself.
那是为着神嘅家嘅。
But it was for the house of God.
为着神的见证。
It was for the testimony of God.
神在众多的，不知道当时人口有多少，或者神几百万以色列人当中，哎呀，居然看见一个不起眼的女士，她还是个丈夫，还有另一个太太的两个人，一个的她在里面的心愿，神看见，你就看见，哎，真是神的眼目真是遍察全地。
Now we can see throughout all the people, perhaps millions of people, that God's eyes were to and fro, and His eyes was upon this woman, this common woman nobody knows about, and she was also a woman of, to a husband who had two wives.
当他在神面前求告的时候，神就应允他一个祷告。
But God saw upon her heart, and when she prayed before the Lord, God answered her prayer.
今天我们没有时间说很详细去讲哈拿，但我们知道呢，他原本不生育的原因呢，不是因为节育，也不是因为他身体，是因为神叫他不生育。
Now we know that Hannah was barren not because she was barren in her physical aspect or that she was not able to give birth, but is because God caused it to be so.
啊, 神好像叫她来背负这个十架一样。
But it was as if it was a cross that God allowed for her to bear.
啊, 神叫万事了互相效力。
That God indeed makes all things work together.
啊, 叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
啊, 就因着这个不生育叫她带她到神面前。
And because Hannah was barren, this pushed her into God's presence.
啊, 叫她里面逼出她里面有一个这样的祷告。
So that within her there was this prayer urgency to pray.
啊, 所以我遇见一些不合理的环境。
Therefore, for us who believe in the Lord, perhaps we will encounter some unreasonable situation.
啊, 其实神是用着这样的手推我们到祂面前去祷告。
But in fact, God is using the circumstances to push us in prayer in His presence.
有时是为着要成就祂自己的旨意。
At times, it is to accomplish His own will.
啊, 恰拿就是落在神安排的光景里面。
Now, Hannah was placed under such a condition.
啊, 于是神应允了他的祷告。
Therefore, God answered her prayer.
因为时间要到了。
That is because the time is at hand.
啊, 神的时间要到, 在以色列当中要兴起一个士师出来。
That is, God's time is at hand amongst Israel. He is to raise for himself a judge.
啊, 时间到了, 他生了这个撒母耳。
And in due time, Hannah gave birth to Samuel.
我们很多人向神一个心愿。
Now, many times we have a desire before God.
啊, 开始的时候,
at the beginning.
啊, 但是当神 成就了我们的心愿的时候，我们不记得还愿。
But after God has fulfilled our vow, we forget to repay our vow.
我们都没有将当初我们所应许神的在神面前实现。
Now we did not fulfill our vow by giving back to God what we had vowed previously.
但是恰拿她真的知道这个儿子是从神那里来的。
But for Hannah, she truly knew that this son was from God.
真的舍得。
And she was willing to let go.
当这个孩子断奶的时候，就将他带去圣殿的时候，交给当阵时的大祭司以利。
Now, when this child was weaned, she brought him to the temple and handed him over to the great the high priest at that time. That was Eli.
然之后咧，佢唔系喺圣殿隔篱租间屋住喎。 真是全家回去,就将这个小孩子交给以利。
Now, she didn't hand Samuel over and then rented a cottage by the temple, but she let go and she went back home.
在圣殿里面学做祭司。
And this was Samuel to learn to be a priest in the temple.
要服侍神。
To serve God.
你看一个断了奶的小蚊仔,几多岁啊? 现在我们断奶,几多岁啊? 三岁。
Now, for a child who is just weaned, for now, maybe, I don't know, two or three, when we're weaned now.
当时可能大一点,五岁,就屁股就行,行到,哎呀,舍得,抌去那里走,你做妈咪,谁舍得?
But at those days, maybe he's five, but he's just walking around. But for a mom, who's willing to forsake his child in that age to let go, who would be willing?
啊,你真的看着这个妈妈,真的眼泪在心里边流,眼着心肠就将这个仔,因为当初是这样应允神。
You can imagine the tears in the mother's heart to let go because that was her desire for a son, but that was her vow to God. So she let go.
但是她心里边不是悲苦的,心里边是开心。
In her heart, there was no grief or sorrow, it was joyful.
我们打开撒母耳记上第二章。
If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 2,
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 1.
In the Bible, it is very seldom that it records for us a prayer of an individual that will use so much words to record the person's prayer.
这里在第一节到这个第十节就记录了
And here in verse 1 through 10, it records for us the prayer of Hannah.
因为时间缘故,我们没办法全部读了。
Because of time, we cannot read through it.
但是我们读一两节。
But we'll just select a couple of verses.
恰拿祷告第一节,我的心因耶和华快乐,我的国因耶和华高举我的口,向仇敌张开,我因耶和华的救恩欢欣。
Verse 1, And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, and my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation.
佢呢个祷告咧，系佢将佢嘅仔交咗啊，奉献咗俾神，摆喺圣殿之后咧，呢个祷告嘅。
This is her prayer after she had consecrated her son and had left her son at the temple. This is her prayer.
啊，我哋实在话呢个系俾圣灵充满嘅一个祷告。
And we can say that this is a prayer that is being filled by the Spirit.
呢个祷告唔系为咗佢自己。
This prayer was not for herself.
系为着啊神嘅国度嚟喜乐。
But it is for the kingdom of God.
即系开始话因耶和华啊快乐嘅。
It says that I rejoice, my heart rejoices in the Lord.
啊，并且我口向仇敌了张开。
And that my mouth is enlarged over my enemies.
好似带到去进入一个属灵嘅征战嘅光景里边去。
It is as if she is brought into the reality of a spiritual warfare.
啊，原来咧佢真系从里边晓得。
Because she knows well from within.
啊，藉住佢呢个儿子。
It is through her son.
啊，成为呢个啊，以后佢要成为以色列嘅一个唔单止系祭司，并且系先知。
That he would become not only a judge in Israel, but also a prophet.
啊，并且啊喺嗰度引进啊大卫王。
And also he will be a pioneer to lead in for the king David to enter.
啊，呢一切从边度开始呢
？And where did this all begin?
从原来人所唔知道嘅。
This all began with someone that's unknown to man.
有边个知道哈拿
？Who would know of Hannah?
啊，有边个知道哈拿喺圣殿？
Who would have known of Hannah's prayer in the temple?
圣殿里边嘅祷告唔系第二章，系喺第一章里边记载。
Now her prayer in the temple is not in chapter 2, but it was in chapter 1.
原来就一个无权无势冇人识嘅妇人，暗暗活喺神面前，因着啊顺服神俾佢安排嘅光景，里边向神有一个发出过一个咁嘅祷告嘅时候咧，就引进咗佢嘅儿子，并且引进大卫王。
It was a woman unknown with no power without any fame because she was submissive under the sovereignty of God in the situation which God placed her in and hiddenly she offered such a prayer to God that would lead to her son that would lead to the king David
所以不要说哎呀我什么都不懂啊我是一个微小的人我又不在这里做有什么名的服侍不是的你看恰拿就是一个这样的人神看中我的心
Do not say of yourself, I am someone small. I cannot do anything. No, look at Hannah and her heart toward God.
我在这里听到那些风声啊。
And here, I hear of his voice.
不是 his voice, 我听到那些风声。
Oh, here, I hear of some news.
啊，我虽然有些看见个肚子大了，但有些未大的呢，我不知道谁，听到那些风声，陆续有来了。啊。
And this is the news, the rumors that I hear, even though maybe I cannot see the stomachs yet, but I hear of some good news coming for us, many babies.
是啦，听讲话明年呢会有好多一个、二个、三个、四个、五个，不知道多少个。啊、
And so I hear of all this news for next year, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, many babies on the way.
啊，咁就劝你做妈妈的。
So I urge the mothers.
啊，你学恰拿咁。
To be learned to be like as Hannah.
你里边真系有个心愿。
That within you do have this desire.
你将你个孩子奉献俾神。
That you will consecrate your child to God.
虽然你冇经历哈拿嗰啲嘅痛苦。
And perhaps you did not go through the tribulation of Hannah.
啊，但系呢个系圣经里边嘅榜样，我哋能够做。
But this is an example in the Bible which we can conform to.
我哋父母有咁嘅心愿。
For the parents to have this desire.
啊、但是呢到时神怎样做呢
?Of course, it is up to God for his work.、
啊、神到阵时要用哪一个呢
?Who God will use?、
啊、这个我们到时用让主做。
That is up to the Lord.、
啊、但我们父母里面有这样的心思呢在神面前呢是蒙悦纳的。
But for the parents to have such a desire that is acceptable unto the Lord.、
啊、看得很奇妙。啊这个撒母耳到不知道多岁大神就真的来呼召他。
We see Samuel when he was a certain age, God called him.
在这样的环境里面以你的儿子这么差跟他们班人一起怎么样呢但真的神保守这个孩子。
Under these circumstances, for Eli's son, as corrupt as they were, and in those situations, yet God kept this child.
一方面刚才讲了妈妈现在讲他的仔。
On the one hand, we spoke of the mother, now we will speak of the son.
啊一方面啊这个孩子他懂很多东西他不懂很多东西。
On the one hand, the son, does he know a lot? No, he does not know a lot.
我们知道他被神呼召的时候他还是童子来的。
Now we know that when he was called of God, he was a child, a lad.
知圣经知识唔够我哋多。
He did not have much Bible knowledge as we do.
咁我哋知道因着佢妈妈嘅祷告，佢妈妈嘅奉献，呢个一个原因嚟嘅。
Now of course we know one factor of his call was because of his mother's prayer.
啊，另外咧呢个童子咧喺神面前一个单纯嘅心。
Yet this child also had a pure heart before God.
啊，神就用得着佢。
God used him.
因此喺一天嘅晚上三次嚟呼召撒母耳，撒母耳。
Therefore one night God called him, Samuel, Samuel.
啊！佢仲唔知道发生咩事，仲走去以利阿以利啊啊啊唔以利公公啊！你叫我咩事啊？咁。
He did not know what was going on. He thought it was Eli, so he ran to Eli. He said, "Grandpa Eli, what do you want?"
我哋睇而家今日嗰个环境咧，就系个细路仔叫咩事咧？呢、這个公公就快啲走去服侍佢啊！而家调转噶系嘛？你睇佢平时系受训练嘅。
You can see in our days today, when the child is calling, the grandpa will run to the child, take care of the child.But we see how Samuel was trained to serve.
而家系呢个细路仔一听见咧，即刻跑去服侍呢个公公，或者越嚟越叫佢做咩事啦。
Heard his name being called, he ran to Eli and say, "What do you need?"
啊，并且咧，佢系半夜听到声音噶。啊，我啲细路仔半夜听到声音不得了啊！佢系半夜听到声音，自己起身。所以你睇见呢个撒母耳咧系受过训练嘅。
We can see for Eli, he has been trained and trained well.
Samuel,
he was trained because he heard the voice in the middle of the night. And for our children, that would not happen.
咁咧，以利话俾佢听，第二次之后，你再听见咧，系耶和华神向你讲话，你就回应神啦。
And after this happened the second time, Eli told Samuel, "If you hear this again, then you will call out to God. He is calling you."
呢个就系我哋睇见。在人未被神呼召之前，人必然在神面前要预备好自己。
This is the condition we see that before God calls man, our condition must be ready and well ready before God.
因为神是看人的心的。
Because God looks upon our hearts.
另外呢，今天再看最后一个人呢，讲多长一点时间。
Now today we'll look at this last individual and we'll spend a little bit more time on this person.
亦都是看见他未被神呼召之前在神面前的光景是怎样
的。We can also see his condition before he was called of God.
这个人是大卫。
And this person is David.
因着撒母耳大卫被引出来了。
Because of Samuel, David was brought forth.
以色列人呢因着要模仿列国的缘故外邦的缘故他们都希望有一位王。
Now Israel, because they wanted to imitate the other nations, they also desire to have a king.
佢唔要神要做佢哋嘅带领。
They did not want God to be their king.
于是咧，神喺佢哋推动之下咧，应允佢哋，但呢个唔系最好嘅。
Therefore, under what Israel requested, God allowed for them to have that, but that is not God's best.
神为佢哋容让佢哋设立咗呢个扫罗做佢哋嘅王。
God allowed for them to anoint, appoint Saul to be their king.
但是扫罗咧，好佢嗰个形象咧，呢扫罗嘅人咧，又英俊，亦都比人高一个头。
Now Saul was a handsome fellow, and he was also a head higher than others.
咁众人都愿意佢嚟做王。
And others wanted him to be their king.
但咧佢好快就唔听话啦。
But very quickly he was disobedient.
佢嚟到對付呢個非利士人。
When he went to fight against the Philistines,
以寡敵眾。
And he was able to overcome them with few against many.
未打住，即係喺嗰度咧，佢好少人，好多人，佢又驚起上嚟。
Before they fought, Saul's army was very few, and the Philistines had a great number.
咁呢個但撒母耳吩咐佢，你要等我嚟到先至可以獻祭。
But Samuel,commanded for Saul to wait for me to come before you can sacrifice.
但扫罗见到咁多军队，佢里边好大压力。
But when Saul saw such a great army, he was under a lot of pressure.
佢又第一次就唔听话。
That was his first disobedience.
用着君王嘅身份去献祭。
He used his office of a king to offer a sacrifice.
呢个违反神嘅安排。
Now this is against the arrangement of God.
在因着一件咁嘅事咧，神就喺嗰度喺呢个撒母耳记上第十三章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 13, this was recorded.
神就否定佢啦。
God denied Saul.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十三章十四节。
First Samuel chapter 13 verse 14.
現在你的王位必不長久, 耶和華已經尋著一個合他心意的人,立他作百姓的君, 因為你沒有遵守耶和華所吩咐你的。
But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded you.
在这里呢,离这个撒母耳遇见大卫呢,还有一段时间。
And now, from this recording, it is still a certain period of time until Samuel encounter King David.
神已经寻到一个合他心意的人。
It says that God have already sought for a man after his own heart.
在这个时候呢,大卫知不知道啊?大卫未知道。
Now, at this time, do we know of David? Does David know? Not yet.
这个时候大卫做什么呀?
What is David doing at this time?
在草原上牧羊仔。
He was still a shepherd on the plains, sheep.
并且他牧羊又不是牧多，圣经告诉我们，他看几只羊而已。
In the Bible, it records for us, he was not a shepherd of a great flock, but only a few sheep.
但神在那时候已经看中一个牧童，牧几只羊的牧童。
Yet at this particular time, God had already sought for himself a shepherd boy of a few sheep to be the king, the captain of the people.
那我里边就有个疑问，究竟神睇中大卫啲咩嘢咧？
Perhaps then we'll have this question in our hearts: What is it that God has set his eyes upon David?
地上边咁多人，好拣唔拣？点解会拣一个牧童咧？
There are so many people on earth. Why would God choose a shepherd boy?
咁喺撒母耳记呢度咧，嚟到向前嚟到发展嘅时候咧，又讲到另一个件嘅事情。
When we continue to read on in 1 Samuel, it records for us another event.
就系呢个神吩咐呢个扫罗去打仗嘅时候，叫佢灭绝嗰啲亚玛力人，同埋将佢哋所有嘅牲畜全部灭绝。
That is when God commanded Saul in the battle to destroy all the Amalekites and even all their herd and flock.
但呢，这个扫罗冇咁做。
But that Saul did not do that.
佢只系将啲瘦弱嘅嗰啲牲畜就杀咗。
But he only killed the very weak of the flock and the herd.
啲嗰啲小民亦都杀咗。
And even for the people he destroyed.
但呢，佢却怜惜呢个亚玛力王。
But he kept the king of Amalekite.
并且呢，将嗰啲肥壮嗰啲咧，嗰啲牛啊羊啊留低。
And he also kept the choice herd and the flock.
佢冇听神嘅话。
He did not obey God.
有佢自己嘅主张。
He had his own idea.
唔听神话。
He did not obey God.
所以咧，其实咧，神俾人有第二次嘅机会。
Therefore, God did give us a second chance.
但第一次佢唔听话，第二次佢都唔听话。
The first time he disobeyed, and even the second time he disobeyed.
好奇妙啊！当神嚟到呼召呢个扫罗嘅时候咧。
It's very amazing that when God called for Samuel,
扫罗,
when God called for Saul,
扫罗做紧咩嘢咧？
What was Saul doing?
扫罗咧喺度寻找紧驴仔。
Saul was looking for a donkey, a mule.
迟啲我哋睇见咧，当神有呼召大卫嘅时候咧，大卫做紧咩咧？
When later on, when we see God calling for David, what was David doing?
大卫系牧紧羊。
David was shepherding.
驴仔咧，圣经里边系唔听话嘅，顽紧嘅。
For the donkey in the Bible tells us they are stubborn, they are disobedient.
就好似扫罗呢个人一样，唔听话嘅。
Just as Saul, this individual.
所以喺扫罗身上边咧，神咧就话听命，胜于献祭。
Therefore, upon Paul, upon Saul, God says that he obey is to be better than the fat of oil.
顺从听胜于羔羊嘅脂油。
And to hearken better than fat of rams.
所以神眼里边睇听话顺从系胜过一切嘅。
Therefore, in God's sight, to obey is better than sacrifice.
神寻到大卫咧，系听话。
God sought David, and he was an obedient person.
听话，虽然大卫都有佢软弱，但大卫听话一个人。
Even though David had his shortcomings and weaknesses, yet he was an obedient person.
喺圣经再发展落去嘅时候咧，我又知道。 撒母耳又为呢个扫罗悲伤好一段日子，所以从撒母耳记十三章。 到呢個撒母耳記第十六章咧，嗰度經歷咗一段唔短嘅時間。
Later on, as we read, we can see that Samuel was weeping over Saul. And we can see from 1 Samuel chapter 13 to 1 Samuel chapter 16, there's this long period of time.
去到撒母耳記第十六章嘅時候咧，神就呼召大衛。
When we get to 1 Samuel chapter 16, God calls for David.
我哋嚟到睇一睇第十六章。
We can take a look at that chapter 16.
成個故事我哋唔講啦。如果未睇過咧，你翻屋企咧慢慢再睇下。
We won't go through the whole story. If you have not familiar with it, you can go home and read on your own.
撒母耳嚟到大衛嘅爸爸嘅屋企，亦都係大衛屋企。
Now when Samuel came to the house of David, that is David's house, his father's house is his house.
咁其實神咧就吩咐佢高呢、這個其中一個仔嚟到做呢、這個做王嘅。
Now God had commanded Samuel to come and anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the king.
第六節
，verse six，
十六章六節。
Chapter 16 verse 6。
他們來嘅時候，撒母耳看見以利亞立呢個大仔嚟嘅，就心裏說：耶和華嘅受高者必定在他面前。
And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. That is the eldest of Jesse's son.
这个以利亚呢根据下边个节来讲呢应该是容貌几靓并且呢身材高大。
According to the scripture to come, it should tell us that Eliab is quite handsome and also great in stature.
耶和华却对撒母耳说不要看他的外貌和他身材高大我不拣选他。因为耶和华不像人看人人是看外貌耶和华是看内心。
But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh upon the outer appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
细心再读一次。因为耶和华不像人看人人是看外貌耶和华是看内心。
Now let us read this again carefully. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth,For man looketh upon the outer appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
原来人神睇人咧，系睇我哋嘅心啊。
That is when God looks upon us, He looks upon our heart.
唔系睇我外边有啲咩嘢。
It is not upon our outer appearance.
唔系睇你有啲咩名位。
It is not what we have.
唔系睇你有啲咩身份。
It's not what status or position we have.
好多时咧，我记得有弟兄姊妹想介绍我俾一啲外边嚟嘅人咧，好心，哎呀，呢个系我哋教会嘅长老。
Many times, for example, I see brothers and sisters introduce me to other brothers and sisters from elsewhere, other people that are from another place, and they, out of good intention, will say, "This is our elder."
其实咧，呢啲嘅职份，呢啲嘅职事咧，喺神面前算不得什么。
Yet such ministry, these offices in the presence of God, are not considered anything.
唔係因著我哋一個咩嘅職事，我就必然蒙神悦納。
It is not because we have a particular office that we would be acceptable to God.
神乃係睇人嘅內心，呢個好緊要。
But it is very important we know that God looks upon our heart.
你從掃羅嚟講咧，喺個撒母耳記十三章，佢嗰陣時佢仍然係以色列嘅王。
As far as Saul is concerned, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, there he is still the king of Israel.
並且係繼續作以色列嘅王好多年。
And he still continued to be the king of Israel for quite a number of years.
但呢在神的心里面呢、这个已经不是以色列的王。
Yet, in the heart of God, Saul is no longer the king of Israel.
所以我们必须不要看外表。
So we must not look on the outer appearance.
神看的是内心。
For God looks upon the heart.
我举一个本地的例子给大家听。
Now, I'll give you a local example.
我们一本书叫做标杆人生啊。
There is this book that we have that is the purpose in life. The purpose-driven life.
系啦，这个作者咧叫做 Rick Warren。
The author of this book is Rick Warren。
佢系应该系南加州一个mega church 一个好大嘅教会嘅牧师嚟。
Now he is a pastor of a Southern California mega church.
写了这本书呢也都很好卖卖了他说想说百几万本以上。
And he wrote this purpose-driven life book and has sold many millions of copies.
咁咧，我哋睇翻佢啲記錄咧，舊陣時咧，我哋加州咪一個叫做Proposition 8嗰個八號提案嘅。
Now, when we look at the records, we see that before there was this Proposition 8 about gay marriage.
咁當然作為信主嘅人，我哋都唔同意所以多數都係贊成呢個提案㗎啦。
Of course, for us as believers, we would vote for this proposition against gay marriage.
咁佢都嚟到教導啲人嚟到贊成嘅。
And Rick Warren also had asked the people to vote for this proposition against the gay marriage.
但估計因著工作嘅原因，有好龐大嘅工作。或者因為而家政治氣候嘅轉變，選咗新總統，我哋唔知道咩原因嚇。咁喺呢個係公開記錄啦。有人喺電視呢、這個 Larry King 喺電視上邊嚟訪問佢，問到呢個問題。
Now, that was the past, but perhaps because of many different factors, we don't know. Perhaps of the political situation or because of his work's sake, being so great, and the new president and the different situation.This is open records, but Larry King had interviewed Rick Warren.
呢個係一個公開嘅記錄。
And this is an open record.
咁請弟兄讀一句，我翻一句。
And I will have John read this, and I will translate to this open record on the interview. And here is Rick doing exactly what he said. This is what Rick said. You know, Larry, there was a story within a story that never got told.
呢個前對唔住啊，前邊咧就係人哋問到佢。你支唔支持呢個八號提案嚇？
The context of this interview or this text is that when he was asked if he is in support of Proposition 8, and this is what he said, Larry, there was a story within a story that never got told.
佢話呢個故事中有故事，你哋唔知道噶啦。
In the first place, I am not an anti-gay or anti-gay marriage activist.
咁咧第一嚟講咧，我咧就唔係一個反。反同性戀或者係反對同性戀活動嘅人。
I have never been, never will be.
我從來都唔係一個咁嘅人，將來都唔會係咁樣嘅。
During the whole Proposition 8 thing, I never once want to be a meeting. I never once went to a meeting. Never once issued a statement. Never. Never once even gave an endorsement in the 2 years Prop 8 was going.
喺過去成個爆提案嗰個運動嘅裏邊咧。我從來冇去過一次嘅集會，從來冇發出一次嘅聲明，從來冇一次支持過喺呢兩年邊支持過八號提案嘅任何嘢。
The week before the vote, somebody in my church said, "Pastor Rick, what do you think about this?"
佢話喺呢個提案投票之前嘅一個禮拜，教會裏邊有啲人仲同我講。牧師啊，你點樣你嘅意見係點樣呢？
And I sent a note to my own members that said, I actually believe that marriage is really should be defined, that the definition should be, say, between a man and a woman.
咁我就寫一張紙仔俾我教會裏邊嗰啲會員就話俾佢聽，我相信婚姻咧應該係咁講嘅，應該係一個男人同埋一個女人。
And then all of a sudden, out of it, they made me, you know, something that I really wasn't.
突然間咧，唔知點解咧，佢咧就好似污蔑我，整到我係咁樣嘅，實情我真係唔係咁樣嘅。
And I actually, there were a number of things that were put out.
咁實際上咧，仲有其他嘢咧，就出咗嚟添。
I wrote to all my gay friends, the leaders that I knew, and actually apologized to them.
我寫信俾我所有同性戀嘅朋友。並且就係呢啲同性戀嘅領袖，我認識嘅，我向佢哋嚟到道歉。
That never got out。
但係咧，人又冇話冇將呢啲嘢公開出嚟噃。
There were some things said that you know everybody should have 10% grace when they say public statements。
有人咁講嘅，即係當你公開嚟講話嘅時候咧，應該有10% 係恩典嚟嘅。
And I was asked a question that made it sound like I equated gay marriage withpedophilia or incest, which I absolutely do not believe.
咁我好似咧俾人咧逼埋角问咗个问题，整到我好似将同性恋咧同呢个恋伦啊，或者系同呢个恋童癖嗰啲咧打个等号，其实唔系咁样嘅。
And I actually announced that.
其实我都是这样公开来讲的了。
All of the criticism that came from people that didn't know me.
所有四方八面因为这样而来的批评呢，其实他们不认识我。
Not a single criticism came from any gay leader who knows me and knows that for years we've been working together on AIDS issues and all these other things.
原来这么多年跟那些艾滋病那些运动合作的很多同性恋的领袖那些认识我那些没有一个批评过我的。 一个这样的反应你可以去internet自己开来看。
You can search the internet and look for his for this interview and his responses.
从此我就对这个人打了一个很大的问号。
From that interview on, I had then a big question mark on this individual.
一个人所写的东西可以很合圣经。
A person's writing can be very much according to the Bible.
但人神所看的 不是外边你有多少势力买了多少本书。
But what God looks upon is not the outer appearance, how much books you're selling.
是你一个人听不听话。
But to see if you are an obedient person or not.
今天是不是一个人为了工作的庞大，他可以将一些圣经的原则，神的话不听呢？
Would it be for the greatness of his work that he would put the word of God or not obey God and put that aside?
如果一个人是这样的时候，当他读到罗马书第一章、第二章的时候，他怎么样来向信徒解释这件事情？
If a person is in that condition, when we read Romans chapter 1 and 2 about this issue, how can someone explain the word of God to believers?
我们都怎么样来解释神的毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉的事？
How can we explain to others why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah?
在那里没有一些gray area， 没有一些地方我们可以作别的解释的。
On these issues, there are no gray areas we can make other explanations of.
我在讲这件事情，不是带领弟兄们你怎么样去投票。
When I share this matter, it is not a guidance for brothers and sisters how you ought to float.
但是我们应该看一个人是怎么样的人。
But this is for us to see how we ought to look at individuals.
不是看他外边的工作。
We do not look at individuals based on the outer work.
如果 是这样说，神那一天不会看中大卫。
If that is the case, then God will not have his eyes set upon David.
神不会否决扫罗。
God will not deny Saul.
因为那时扫罗还在地上有王。
Because Saul was the greater person in that aspect, he was still the king.
但扫罗不听话。
But Saul was not obedient.
在一点的事情上不听话。
Upon one thing, he was disobedient.
神就将他放弃。
God forsook him.
这个给我们真是一个很大的冲击， 很大的教训。
Should give us a very great impact, a great lesson to learn.
并且这些事情在地上一直一直是这样发展。
And in fact, these things continue to happen again and again on earth.
你看见现在在地上边。
You can see that is the case on earth today.
这个是不听话。
This is a matter of disobedience.
我们没办法将它解释到圣经怎么样可以解释得到这件事情。
We cannot twist the words in the Bible to explain it.
一个人的所事远胜于他的所作。
A person who he is far exceeds what he does.
我们回来看大卫。
Now when we come back to look at the person of David.
我们知道呢， 大卫在人的眼里是怎么样？
We can see how David is before man.
当他们来到大卫的时候，原来这个爸爸已经叫七个仔坐定定在这里，等撒母耳来高他了。This
recording, the father had already had his seven sons seated there waiting for Samuel to look at them and anoint one of them to be king.
但是七个经过了。
But all seven of them passed through.
神都说不是。
And God said no.
你的儿子都在了。
And then Samuel asked, are all your sons here?
还有个小的。
Oh no, they're still the youngest.
那个豆靓在那里牧羊。
Oh, but that little boy is just out shepherding.
那撒母耳你一定要请他来。
And Samuel said, no, you must bring him here.
撒母耳就高立他作以色列的王。
And when David came, Samuel anointed him to be king.
意思就是说，甚至我们中国人说拉姐拉心肝。
In other words, perhaps for the Chinese saying the youngest boy in the family always has the heart of the family, of the parents.
但是这个拉姐在爸爸里面没地位。
Yet this youngest son in this family has no place, no position at all.
个个都坐在那里，就是那个拉姐还要出去牧羊。
Everyone was seated there in the presence, but even the young one is out shepherding.
到后来呢，哥利亚出来打仗啦，喺第十七章嘅时候咧。
And then in chapter 17, Goliath came forth and he was at war.
虽然呢个大卫已经被高。
Now even though David was anointed before this,
屋企咧都仲系叫大卫去牧羊嘅。
Now the family still asked David to go and shepherd.
并且咧，爸爸叫佢带啲饼啊去俾哥哥喺战场上边。
And the father told him to bring some sustenance to his older brothers at the in war.
佢个兄弟咧对佢，你呢个猪事做咩嘢啊？我唔估你估我唔知道，点解上嚟八卦啊？啫嘛，咁样样啊，对个细佬啊。And
the brothers would talk down to him. Oh, why are you here? I know you're just here just for some excitement and just to be nosy to see what's going on.
全家人冇人睇得起大卫。
And the whole family, no one looked upon David. They despised him.
但系大卫点解俾神睇中咧？
But why is it that David was looked upon by God?
第一，佢冇以恶报恶。
First, he did not pay evil for evil.
佢好温和嚟答佢弟兄嘅。
He answered his brothers graciously.
另外咧，佢喺用牧羊嘅时候，虽然牧几只羊仔喎。
Now, as he was shepherding, even only a few sheep.
佢有神嘅同在。
He had the presence of God.
我相信佢喺牧羊嘅时候咧。 佢裏邊係十分之忠心。I
believe as a shepherd he was very faithful.
你幾次嚟睇咧，佢爸爸叫佢好咩事咧，佢都將啲羊交託咗第二個人，佢先至翻嚟嘅。
You can see the recordings when he is called for, he would first take care of the sheep to be entrusted to someone to care for the sheep before he would go on.
當我哋嚟到，我哋知道咧，佢喺牧羊嘅時候咧，佢裏邊同神有交通嘅。
We can know that when he is shepherding, he would have fellowship with God.
呢个喺佢未被高立之前都一直系咁样样噶啦。And
that is his condition before he was anointed.
因此嘅缘故咧，我哋有好著名嘅诗篇23篇。
Therefore, we have a very famous psalm that we're familiar with, Psalm 23.
系嘛？耶和华是我牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇嘅水边。
He makes me lie down beside green pastures, and he leads me to quiet waters.
呢个就系一个十几岁嘅童子嘅牧羊嘅时候。 佢自己點樣樣嚟到忠心愛佢啲羊群嘅時候，佢又想起佢嘅神係點樣樣愛佢，好似佢係一隻羊咁樣。
This is just the faithfulness of a lad, of a child who is faithful shepherding, how that he is leading the sheep and how God, he is a sheep that is led by God, before God.
耶和华系我嘅牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
即系话佢所有嘅满足咧，都系满足喺基督嘅里边。
Now that means his all his pleasure, his satisfaction is in Christ.
我一生嘅供应咧，佢嚟供应我。Now
for all my life, he is my provision; he supplies for me.
我点样样嚟到带呢啲蠢蠢嘅羊仔，都唔知边有草食，边度有水饮，我识带佢负责咧。
Now when I'm caring for my sheep, these dumb sheep. I don't know where there's grass or water, but I'm caring for them to lead them to the grass and the water. Therefore, likewise, I have faith. This is how God leads me throughout all my life.
And
yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
当佢嚟到呢个同扫罗讲我要去打呢个哥利亚嘅时候，个人得唔得啊？你又冇你大佬咁高大，你点去打以利亚？
That is when David went to fight Goliath and Saul questioned him, said, "Are you able to do it? You're not as big as your brothers. How can you go fight against Goliath?"
佢话你嘅仆人我咧看羊嘅时候咧，有熊人嚟啊，狮子嚟啊，担咗我一只羊羔去啊，我就起嚟追佢啊。
Yet David answered to Saul and said that when I was tending to the sheep and when a bear would come and when a lion would come to have taken my sheep, your servant me would go and after run after the animal.
就扯佢个胡子喺个口里边，将个羊羔救翻出嚟，将个狮子熊人打死。
And I would grab him by his beard and I would save the sheep and I would strike him and slaughter him.
哇！咁啊犀利，我哋冇虫打虎啊。
And that story is even greater than what David said is even greater than the Chinese story of Mo Chong beating the tiger.
啊，佢杀咗狮子熊人喎。
And so he killed the bear and the lion.
所以佢喺嗰度系有经历噶喎。So
he has those experiences.
啊，所以佢嚟到写诗篇23篇嘅时候，我虽然行过死荫嘅幽谷，也不怕遭害。 Therefore,
he is able to write this experiences in Psalm 23. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
啊, 你的杖, 你的杆都安慰我,
and thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me.
啊, 当他在我口里面扯出来的时候, 啊, 杖杆带回来, 哎呀, 死我翻山, 真是得安慰的人仔, 啊。
And so as he is saving the sheep from the mouth of the lions and bears, and comforting the sheep that he has been rescued from death, and that is also David's experience.
哦,神就是看中他这个,
and that is what God sees upon David.
这个童子怎么这么力大无穷啊?
This lad, this child, how can he be so strong?
圣经没有解释,
the Bible did not explain.
我相信他有神的同在,
but we know that he has God's presence.
啊, 有神的灵在同, 与他同在,
and the Spirit of God was with him.
啊, 所以呢,当这个大卫来高的时候, 当这个撒母耳来高大卫的时候,那个只是一个外边的象征, 其实一路他有神的同在在那里。
Therefore, even though externally Samuel anointed David, that was only an external symbol, a show, a sign, but all along David had the presence of God.
所以我们必须看见当这个大卫在暗中来做牧童的时候呢, 没人认识他, 但神一眼偏察全地, 看见一个这样的童子。
Therefore, in these hidden years when nobody knew of David, when he was a shepherd boy, yet God's eyes to and fro throughout the earth have already seen and his eyes set upon David.
我们都知道,这个大卫去打这个哥利亚的时候,那个故事。
And we know of the story of David going to fight against Goliath.
他在这个河里边拿到五块光滑石子。
And he chose for himself five smooth stones from the river.
用他那个叫做基然粒。 就打中哥利亚额头,哥利亚巨人来的,就死了。
Then we know the story, David used his sling and he shot the smooth stone and hit the forehead of Goliath. Now, Goliath was a giant, a big man, and, but yet that's how he died.
这个巨人呢,哥利亚,拿着那些激,很粗很大的,
And for Goliath, he is a giant, and even his spear was very big and heavy.
但为什么这个圣经记载到这个大卫这么犀利呢?
Now, but why did the Bible record for us for David and all his great works in this way?
他还中了,你要细心看他的交战的记录,他就拿起了,怕不怕就冲着向前跑去,然后就一拳就中了。
We can see all the recording how he records David. There was no fear, and he just ran forth, and he slung. And the stone hit Goliath.
第一呢,我想說呢,就是他平時有操練的。Firstly,
I want to share that normally, in the before, he always had this training.
你看見那些人拿石仔在水上飛,要飛,跳三下,如果你不練得厲害,找不對石仔,你不行的。You
know how we might want to play on the water, to have the stone skip on the water three times. If you don't have practice at it to find the right stone and how to throw it right at the angle, that cannot happen for you for the stone to skip on the water. So with this, we know that David would have practiced normally.
并且呢,
now, why did David choose five smooth stones? We don't know. The Bible did not record.
但是他只是用了几粒?
But how many stones did he use?
第一粒.
Only the first one.
所以呢,虽然他有操练,其实他都要五粒的。
Even though now he has practice, he still needed five.
那个巨人走得快,走得慢,还有风的嘛,
Now, perhaps the giant can run, he can run fast or slow, and there's the wind factor, right?
但呢,有神的帮助就不一样。
But with the help of God, that is different.
神的手在那里帮他这件事情。
The hand of God was upon this to help David.
所以当他要跟他争战,他为什么不怕呢?
So as he was in battle, why was David not afraid?
因为他说,我狮子红人都这么打,这个人算得什么啊?
David said, I fought against bears and lions, who is he?
所以我们在暗中的时候,来到等候主的时候,我必须预备好我自己。
Therefore, hiddenly, when we wait upon the Lord, we have to prepare ourselves well.
虽然没人知,你自己知。
Perhaps others may not know, but you know.
今天不是叫你打狮子红人啊?
Today, we're not going to fight against lions and bears.
但是仇敌的攻击,那些试探,比狮子红人更加犀利。
Yet the attacks and the schemes of the enemy today are even more greater than the lions and the bears.
弟兄,跟我们交通,怎么操练我们的 操练我哋感情，操练我哋意志，操练我哋身体。
Our brother also shared with us how do we exercise our emotions, our soul, and our body.
所以我平时就要操练打胜仗。
So normally you have to practice and exercise to be victorious.
到神呼召你嘅时候咧，你唔系话从来我冇打胜过仗，而家我试下吓。
Then you cannot say, oh, I've never been victorious before, so now let me try it out.
神在暗中遍地暗中勘察。
Hiddenly, God's eye is to and fro to see and look.
你睇下大卫都冇用自己嘅方法。
You see, David did not use his own way.
佢如果我系用自己嘅方法，哇，见到个大只佬，嗰啲以色列人走晒，起码我都揾几个 friend 嚟顶住佢啊嘛。
Now, if we use our own way and we see all the Israelites flee against this giant, this big strong man, then we'll still ask for help from some friends to help me out.
扫罗都话俾件盔甲佢都唔啱用啦。
Now, even Saul said, "Oh, put on my armor," but it did not fit David.
所以你就睇见大卫真系喺暗中嘅时候咧，佢平时就咁操练，操练到佢对神咧有绝对嘅信心嘅。
Therefore, you can see throughout David has practiced and trained, and so he is familiar with God, and he has faith and he trusts in God.
所以喺呢啲各样嘅人物嘅里边，我哋真系睇见。原来神的眼是遍察全地。
Therefore, upon all these individuals, we truly know that God's sight is set to and fro throughout the earth.
神直到今日仍然在那里寻找合他心意的人。
Even until today, God is seeking for those who are after his own heart.
不是因着名望。
Not because of fame.
不是因着工作。
Not because of work.
不是因着关系。
Not because of relationship.
乃是寻找心里边单纯向主有心的人。
But seeking after those who are pure in heart, who has a heart toward God.
亦都唔系睇出身。
And not upon where we come from.
所以盼望我哋真系每一个人，每一个人都能够合格嘅。
So this is a qualification we all can qualify for.
只要你愿意就得啦。
As long as you are willing.
并且呢个系不为人所知嘅。
And this is unknown to man.
但系神喺天上边嚟监察嘅时候，佢系晓得。
But when God looks upon us from heaven, he knows.
虽然系旧约里边嘅事情。
Even though these are matters in the Old Testament.
但直到今日仍然是有用的。
But even until today, they are useful.
所以我看见弟兄姊妹们有一个心思在特别之后，我们起来要读神的话，这个是十分的宝贵。
So after the conference, and we see brothers and sisters have the desire to rise up to read the Word of God, that is indeed precious.
因为神要做的一切事情，一切复兴，都是从信服他的话。
Because all the work of God, all the revival of His testimony, all begins with obedience to His word.
都是从一个很微小的人开始。
It also begins with very small individual.
然后就带起很多其他人。
And then it will spark to other individuals.
这个盼望主都摆在我们的心里面。
May it be that God will place this upon our hearts.
叫我们里面有一个愿意。
So that within we would have a willingness.
坐在暗中里面。
To do this hiddenly.
我哋祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，你喺圣经里边嚟讲，我父喺暗中嚟监察，必然报答我哋。
Lord, you tell us that in the Bible that your Father will see us in secret and He will repay us。
主，你已经向我哋讲话。
Lord, you have already spoken to us。
都喺我哋心里边嚟动工。
Would you do the good work in our hearts？
叫我哋向你嘅话有回应。
So that we would respond to your words。
我哋唔要一啲咩别嘅大嘅工作。
And we do not seek after any great work。
我哋愿意做一个默默跟从主嘅人。
But we do desire to be one who closely would follow after you。
作合神心意嘅人。
To be one who is after God's own heart。
愿意主喺嗰度嚟带领我哋。
Lord, may you lead us。
时间到的时候，主你就叫人要兴起。
In your time, Lord, you will rise up individuals。
叫人在神的家里边，主被主你用得着。
So that in your house, that you would be able to use us as vessels。
我感谢主的带领。
Lord, we thank thee for thy guidance。
人的讲的话有不完全。
Man's words are incomplete。
但主啊，能够继续喺我用着圣灵喺我心里边继续向我哋讲话。
But Lord, you can use the Holy Spirit to continue to speak to our hearts。
将一个羡慕得着主嘅心，更多放喺众人嘅里当中。
You will place this heart for us to long and desire you even more。
我哋祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name。
Amen。